You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's public radio for the farming world. Drew Lerner is here from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Drew, thanks so much. Let's start in Canada, Saskatchewan, some of the prairie regions of that nation, where I believe not only have they been suffering from drought, but they've had some really high temperatures recently.
Oh, absolutely. Over this past weekend, the southern one-third of the Canadian prairies got widespread 100 to 104 degree high temperatures, and there was one report of 107. This is pretty hot for anybody, but let alone in Canada. So the situation occurred in the area that has been drought stricken most of the past year, and really added a lot of insult to the injury there. And I think the bottom line is that we've further damaged a lot of those late season crops, including corn and soybeans in southern Manitoba and eastern parts of Saskatchewan, as well as the late canola crop. Already there was a lot of damage done prior to this, but this really pushed them over the edge, and I think we've got some bigger problems there now. The weather is going to get a little bit cooler as we go forward in time, but still warmer than normal, and we are not seeing a lot of rain potential.
One of the other regions that's been suffering seriously dry weather across the planet includes Western Europe, places like France, Germany, and the UK.
Yeah, absolutely. And they were really quite dry back in July, and conditions got a lot worse as we came into the first part of August. A steady diet of 80 and lower 90 degree temperatures, which, again, like Canada, is pretty unusual for that far north. And there was a little frontal boundary that moved through this past weekend and brought some scattered showers. And we've actually improved topsoil moisture a little bit in the UK, as well as portions of northern France and northern Germany. But there's still a lot of real estate there that's still dry. And it looks like there's one more frontal system that's going to push through here starting tomorrow and going into Saturday that will generate some light rainfall. But this rain is only going to be a tease for the region. They're going to need much larger quantities of rain to move across that area before they are out of the woods. But in Europe, because they're so far to the north, having cloudiness and some showers around can instantly bring the temperatures down to a more normal level, and I think we will see that. So relief is occurring there, but they got a ways to go.
Speaking of cooler temperatures, it's not been too bad here in Illinois. And according to USDA, we are now the Garden State. I think I'm going to take that away from New Jersey. I'm wondering what we look like in the coming week or so.
Yeah, you know, we are in a very active weather pattern right now, and we are bringing some cooler air southward from Canada. And we are going to see our temperatures bounce around a bit, mostly normal and slightly below normal as we go forward through the coming week. And there's going to be a daily occurrence of showers and thunderstorms impacting most of the key production areas. Now, not everybody is going to see that rain every day, but over the seven-day period coming up, ending, say, next week at this time, most of the region will have seen a healthy amount of rain, with some of those totals possibly getting upwards to the 1 to 2 inch range in a number of locations from Iowa and Nebraska right on over to Ohio, maybe even southern Michigan, and southward into the lower parts of the Mississippi River Basin in the Tennessee River Basin area. So a pretty nice period of rainfall, and with temperatures staying in a relatively normal range of upper 70 and 80 degree readings, I think we're going to see a lot of these crops respond real well. Certainly it's a little late for the corn, but soybeans will certainly benefit greatly from this environment.
Hey, thanks so much, Drew.
Have a great day.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason.